Warning, the Stone Age Gamer includes a lot of bad language. Cover your mother f***ing ears.
Good evening and welcome to episode 163 of the Stone Age Gamer podcast for the week of August 18th, 2017. I am Chris Randazzo and joining me as always is Uncle Pennybags lookalike, Dan Ryan.
Actually, I'm changing my gimmick to Hardwood Rich Mahogany. It's going to be my name now.
Well, all right, Hardwood Ryan, it's trivia time once again, and that means we're joined by two special guests, and this time those special guests are Dave and Genghis from the You Shall Not Pass Go podcast. Say hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
I'm delighted. Before we go any further, here's your weekly reminder that you can email us at mail at geek8.com. Just include the word Stone Age Gamer in the subject line, and you can let us know what you think of our show, what topics you would like us to discuss in the future, or just say hello, because we always want to hear from you, the listener.
See, so, now, Chris.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
If we were funny, the line would have been, we have Dave and Genghis from the You Shall Not Pass Go podcast, but before we pass go, here's your weekly reminder, right? That would have been good. Jesus,
solid.
Chris.
It's a solid play.
Fucking missed opportunity.
Start all over. Of
Wait, Chris.
Take another half hour and re-record everything.
Do you work for the Cape May Sentinel or whatever shit you said? Inside jokes.
Yes. I am nothing if not a missed opportunity. So here we are again at Trivia Time with our special guests, Dave and Genghis. Guys, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves and what it is you do?
So, me and Dave do the You Shall Not Pass Go podcast on this delightful network that is geek8.com.
What's your geek?
It is a podcast about tabletop gaming, Magic the Gathering, Dungeons and Dragons, and board games. Beyond that, we're both avid video game enthusiasts as well. But we already have plenty of those podcasts, so we didn't make one of those.
Yeah, everything Genghis said, but, you know, cooler.
But Davier.
Yeah, more Dave style.
All right, well, let's jump right into the trivia time here, because, you know, these episodes tend to take a while. So our first, what I did this time was I kind of tried to tune some of these games in your general direction, because I'm not 100%.
What's that supposed to
mean? Right? Like, I was like, what the fuck?
I'm not 100% positive how much gaming knowledge you guys have, so I wanted to kind of tailor it a little bit to you guys. So our first game is called Is It D&D? I am going to give subtitles to video games, all real, and you're going to have to tell me if it's a subtitle to a Dungeons & Dragons video game or something else. So just yes or no. You don't have to tell me what the other thing is, but if you do, I will give you an extra point.
Ooh.
Okay. So each correct answer is worth 1 point, and I don't have anything to write on, so I'm gonna need to create something here. Do-do. Dan.
Do-do-do-do.
So Dave. You basically skewed this completely away from me, Chris, is what you're saying.
Yeah, kinda.
I have played a grand total of 8 minutes of Dungeons & Dragons in my life. Oh. I started rolling for a character and went, nah, this isn't for me. Sorry. I'm out.
But
I know
Dan,
right away that this is not a thing I'm into.
These are D&D video games.
Yeah. I played less of those. So we should be on par.
All right, so the order, all right, fair. The order is going to be Dan, Dave, and Genghis. We're going to start with Dan. And
GDC.
Like I said, I'm going to give you the name, and you tell me if it is a Dungeons & Dragons game subtitle or not.
Okay.
Dan, Treasures of the Savage Frontier.
Treasures of the Savage Frontier?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a D&D game. A savage one. fuck, no.
Incorrect, that is indeed
Get
a Dungeons & Dragons game.
God damn
nice.
It.
Oh,
Dave,
wow. I'm going to do horribly at this.
So,
right, we're on the same
for
place.
One.
Dave. Mists of Pandaria.
Yeah, no, that's World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft. It's like right up there behind me.
That's 2 points for Dave.
Fuck, Chris, I knew that one. Fucking dick.
Genghis, Pool of Radiance.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Well done.
No problem.
1 point for Genghis. Dan, Path of Radiance.
Path of Radiance?
Indeed.
Yes?
No.
No? Fuck! God damn it! Oh, wait, no. That's a Fire Emblem game.
You are correct. That is a Fire Emblem game.
Do I get a point for that?
Yeah, sure. I'll give you a point for
that. Okay, thank you. Jesus Christ.
Dave, Lords of Waterdeep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Chris, I think you're underestimating how much of a big D&D nerds we are.
I think you're overestimating how much I know about this.
You know what? Six in one, half dozen in another, you know.
Genghis.
Yes.
The Faces of Evil.
No. That's the Legend of Zelda CDI.
All right. Man, I thought I was all clever and shit. Dan.
We played that together last
I thought if I said it all cryptically, it might...
This entire thing has been one big backwards pitch to go watch the Pedathon again.
Yeah, right?
The Lion King. No, I'm just kidding.
That I was going to say, like, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Like, oh, no, I haven't played that one. Sounds awesome, though.
Dan, Icewind Dale.
Yes?
Correct.
Yeah! Sweet.
You did it. I believed in you, Dan.
Let's not get cocky here.
All right.
I feel like my face is giving it away. I gotta block the camera.
Yeah, right? I was about to say, I know that one!
Oh, shit, I don't even have the camera up. Fuck, you guys are giving me hints, and I'm looking at my fucking stupid recording. Shit! All right, Dave. You guys got to be all Van Damme from now on.
The Mind
the camera?
Jesus, Genghis, I never knew you had such a good Van Damme impersonation.
Oh, no problem. I do these splits, and I do high kicks.
It's like we're doing a podcast with JCVD. It's amazing.
I'm going to kick that son of a bitch bison so hard, the next bison wannabe will feel it.
Hey, bison. I'm the repo man. Your ass is 6 months overdue.
God damn it.
I love that movie. All right, Dave.
Yeah.
The March of the Black Queen.
Ooh. I want to say no.
But will you say no?
I'm going to say no.
Correct. It is no.
I don't know what it's from, though, so I won't get that that sweet extra point.
That is from Ogre Battle.
Ogre Battle.
Genghis.
Hi.
Dragons of Flame.
Yes?
You're correct.
Yeah. I was like, damn, Dungeons and Dragons, Dragons of Flame? God damn. That must have been like a DOS game or something like that.
I didn't write down which ones these were from. I just kind of looked at a big list of D&D video games and picked the ones that I thought were that tickled me. So we're at about the halfway point through round one. Dan is at 2. Dave and Genghis are tied at 4.
Nice job,
still
buddy.
Anyone's
hey, we're doing
game.
It.
Dan, the Temple of Elemental Evil.
That's not fucking real. The Temple of Elemental Evil?
No, it's from a video game. Of course it's not real.
I love that you're actually, like, not looking at the camera and blocking the fucking screen at
yeah,
the same time.
Yeah, I had to. I had to just... giving nothing away.
Fuck. Yes?
Correct.
Yeah, totally
son
was.
Son of a bitch.
The moment he said it, I was like,
princes of elements and elemental lords. You know, all that jazz, Dungeons and Dragons, nerd shit.
Dave.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Sword Coast.
See, I wonder if you would throw in a trick question, because the Sword Coast is a Dungeons & Dragons thing, but I wonder if you just changed it up to fool me. I'm going to say possible. Yes, because it has Sword Coast in it. I'm going to say yes.
You are correct.
Sweet.
Pirate Sword Coast. You know, not in context, these sound fucking ridiculous.
don't they? Excuse me, but the Sword Coast is the prime adventuring land of Dungeons & Dragons.
Is it?
It is where most of the action happens. I'll have you know. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
Genghis.
Yes, sir.
The Angel of Darkness.
No.
Correct. Do you know what it's from?
Angel of Darkness. No. It's, you know, it sounds like SNES, but I could be, I don't know.
It's actually Tomb Raider.
Actually, that would have been a more modern one, wouldn't it?
Indeed. Yeah. PS2, I think.
PS2 or PS3, I forget.
Yeah.
All right, Dan.
Okay.
Chain of Memories.
It is certainly my favorite of the Dungeons & Dragons. No, it's fucking Kingdom Hearts.
Well done.
God damn it. Chain of Memories 792.8.
Dungeons & Dragons 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue Sword Coast.
0.2.
Well, that tied it up. Everybody's got 5 right now.
Yeah.
But Dave and Genghis each have one more question to answer. Dave.
Oh, shit.
Death Keep.
Death Keep?
Death Keep.
I almost choked on my beer there. That was so fucking funny. God damn it.
I'm going to say no.
Incorrect. That is a Dungeons & Dragons game.
I have a chance to pull ahead.
All right, Genghis. It's all on you to break the 3-way tie.
Yes.
Genghis.
Swear to God, don't say Shadows of Om.
Genghis, don't break up our 3-way.
The Dark Sword of Chaos.
Yes.
Incorrect.
Yes!
Dan, do you know that one?
I have no idea.
It's Ninja Gaiden 2.
Fuck, it certainly is. God damn it.
It sounded so Dungeons & Dragons-y, though.
Then I have done my job. All right, that was a heck of a first round. We've got a 3-way tie. Dan, Dave, and Genghis each have 5 points. So now we are going to move on to just 3 little interstitial questions. How's everyone feeling?
Oh, good.
Still great. Feeling good? Energized? Good. Excited?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so pumped. Right. See, Dan, you're doing great, man. I'm shocked.
I'm shocked and appalled, quite honestly.
All right, Dan, here is your first random question.
Okay.
What was the first game to feature Donkey Kong wearing his signature tie?
Donkey Kong Country?
No, sir. That was Donkey Kong for the Game Boy, or Donkey Kong 94, as it is called.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Dave.
Right? Yeah.
I love this question. Tiger Electronics made this Virtual Boy ripoff that also displayed graphics only in red.
What was the end of that question?
Tiger Electronics made this Virtual Boy ripoff that also displayed graphics only in red.
I only knew the Virtual Boy. I didn't know they had a ripoff. I have no idea.
Yes, somebody decided to rip off the Virtual Boy. Somebody looked at the Virtual Boy and said, "That's the next big thing, ladies and gentlemen." Hey, let's copy that.
I remember going into a Nobody Beats the Wiz on Route 22 and going to every time I went there, I went to the Virtual Boy demo. I was like, "What is this game?"
I had a Virtual Boy.
I still have my Virtual Boy I bought the day it came out, and I have all 14 US releases for it. I adore the Virtual Boy.
Wow.
But I also have one of these things. Dave, are you a... Do you have a guess for me?
I have no idea, no.
We are talking about the Tiger R Zone.
Tiger R Zone.
The Tiger R Zone. You remember Tiger LCD games? Those little bullshit things that had like 4 frames of animation went beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Tiger Electronics made a version of those games that straps to your head and a little screen hangs in front of your eye and only displays the games in red.
Wow.
Amazing.
Good job, Tiger.
It is a thing. All right, Genghis. True or false, Mario has appeared as a baker, demolitions expert, and a time traveler on the Nintendo Entertainment System.
True.
Correct.
Yeah. That was a 50-50 shot.
It was, but I knew that I think Mario is missing is the time traveler. Demolition Man, that one I don't know. But I feel like Baker would be Yoshi's Cookie. But then again, I don't know if that was for NES.
That was. Baker was Yoshi's Cookie. Demolitions Expert was Wrecking Crew. And Time Traveler was Mario's Time Machine. Mario's Missing was more just geography, jumping from country to country.
That's right. Take his point away. He didn't know. Take it away. Three-way tie.
There it is.
He flaunted too hard. He shoots a showpo. Dock him a point.
That's right. Take off another point for being a fucking cocky son of a bitch about it. Oh, I know all these. I got this one.
No end zone dancing.
God damn it. All right, it's time to move on to our next game of the evening. The next game is called Anagramming. I'm going to give you video game titles in anagram form. You just have to guess what the actual name of the game is. If you need a hint, I'll tell you how many words the actual game title has in it. And just to make things a little bit more fair, I'm going to put them in the Slack chat so that you can see them written out. Dan, you're first.
Oh, great.
So the anagram is Cody Gunk Nookie Rent.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to need to see that typed out.
That is Cody Gunk Nookie Rent.
Oh, I got it. Got it.
Do you? Oh,
I think I do, yeah.
Donkey Kong Country.
Yep.
Well done.
Yes.
Dan is correct with Donkey Kong Country. All right.
Holy shit.
Dave, you are next.
Jesus. Can you just add the number 2 to that and I can get Donkey
I love Cody Gunk Nookie Rent too. It was my favorite game.
It's the best of them all.
Dave,
for the Oopers Nintendo.
I love the Oopers Nintendo. Your anagram is Debunker Varsity. That's Debunker Varsity.
Debunker Varsity. I hate how it disappears. Debunker Varsity.
There's, if you click the little arrow above it, it says show messages.
Oh, word. I'll take the hint. How many words is the actual game?
2.
Oh, it is 2.
Mm-hmm. And the first word is possessive.
Oh. Hmm.
This is a rough one.
Yeah,
I'm
this
glad
isn't
I'm not
fair.
You.
Yeah,
right? Where's my Cody Gunk Nookie Rent?
Donkey Kong Country 2.
Yeah, right? Let's go with... That K is messing me up, man. Let's go with...
I'm recording,
Sib, sorry. Varbunk Dursity.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to get from that one.
It is Kirby's Adventure.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't think I would have gotten that.
When he said the K was throwing you off, it's like...
Yeah, I should have just thought of K Games, but I was thinking of it like somewhere in the middle. Damn.
Okay, Genghis, are you ready?
Yes. Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready for Delhi Reinvest?
Oh, I got it. Damn. What the hell?
How do you get it so quick?
Sometimes I can just see it. I'm going to steal this motherfucker.
Well, let's see here.
Yeah, I'm going to write it down so you know I'm not cheating. You know that I've got it already.
I don't have it.
I will take the clue.
It is 2 words.
It is 2 words.
Mm-hmm. Got it right here in my hand. I'm ready to hold this fucker up at the screen.
Let's see here. Well, Delhi, we could break that up. Lied, Lide.
Well, it's they're not that exact word.
No, like, I understand.
It's all the letters together.
This is killing me right now.
Let's see. It's not ride along. Let's see here. It's not. Let's see here. It's not 50 Cent blend into sand.
Are you sure?
I don't know. It might be. I'm looking at it.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to stall for more time. so I can't get it.
Steel.
Dave for the steel. Resident Evil. Well done. There it is.
No shit.
Yeah.
I'm giving him the point, too.
Why not? You know, I personally liked Delhi Reinvest 7, and I also liked Delhi Reinvest 5. Was really good, too.
Delhi
Reinvest
Nemesis
the one where you
Nemesis
can play with just
was
the knife at the end?
Yeah.
Only meat slicers. All right, back to you, Dan.
Oh, shit.
Are you prepared?
No.
For Endgame Mangles. Good old Endgame Maggles.
Oh, I got it.
Jeez.
King of anagrams, David.
Seriously.
I'll take the hint.
It is three words.
Oh, God. All right.
And one of the words is actually spelled out here.
Oh.
Well, clearly that's Gles.
Gles, yeah.
Gles.
Glesident Evil, yes.
Glesident Evil 7.
Glesident Evil.
Can I have another hint?
I don't think you like this game, but you do like other games in this series.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, I've got this so hard.
Whoa.
Damn it.
Whoa. Dave.
David.
To our listening audience, be thankful you can't see the camera.
Is it Legend of something or Legend?
You're close.
Mm-hmm. You're close. That God, word is involved.
Oh, God damn it.
Man, you're gonna hate yourself when you
die. I really am. Alright, hold on. So, get rid of the fucking...
I have to put a timer on this.
You really have to.
You have 1 minute left.
Memes. Legend of memes.
Is that what it is?
Legendary memes.
God damn it. I really should have a piece of paper to do this.
Well, you got 44 seconds. Can you get one?
That's huge.
No. I'm going to be so fucking pissed, aren't I?
Yeah. Probably. If you don't figure it out in the next 30 seconds.
Shit. Hold on, I'm getting a marker.
Oh my God.
Getting a marker and a napkin to write on. That's a All paper right. bag.
Aren't you in front of a computer?
Yes. Shut up. Fuck, I haven't even written the first word yet. Endgame. How much time do I have?
10 seconds. Four, three, two, one.
Steel.
Dan. All right, Dave. Fuck. With
Mega Man Legends.
You are correct.
Fuck!
Mega Man Legends.
Oh, man, I see it. All right.
I'm going to keep giving you points. Dave is on the comeback trail here.
Damn
Not
it.
That he needed to come back for much, but... All right, Dave.
Now watch, I'll get another one that I'm going to have...
Yeah, you're not right. Going at all.
Debunker Varsity 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
The Legend continues.
Like, Jesus.
All right. Honking tile. Honk.
Ing.
How many words is the game?
Three. Oh,
three.
Man.
I got it.
Why can I never get my own damn anagrams?
Because there's no pressure. I got it, though.
Dan, waiting with
the Lion King. I
the
swear
Lion
to God.
King.
God damn it. I was so
I knew it.
Steal.
This was a whole big backwards advertisement for the Peanut-a-thon.
These were really fun to find, by the way. Okay. Oh, Genghis, this is one of my favorite ones, and I'm sorry.
Damn you. Damn you to hell.
Your anagram is E.T. Regret Shift.
Okay. Dave's like, got it! I know what it is!
Got it! How could you not have this already? Jesus!
Did you intentionally capitalize E.T.?
Yes, I did. It doesn't have any actual bearing on the, you know, the game. Okay. Just okay. E.T. Regret Shift.
How many words is the actual title?
Two.
Okay. Jesus. So many letters. There's no M. So I can't say Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
Let's see here. There's a lot of consonants. Consonants, as far as consonants go, T, G, T, and T. And
got S. It. Got it.
All right. All right. Let's see here. Nope. That's not it.
This is easier when you write it down. Shit.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm not going to do that. There's a lot of E's.
Your 1 minute starts now.
I know.
Dave, do you got it?
I actually don't.
God damn it. Right. So we're all better at each other's thing.
All right. E.T.
Phone home.
E.T. Regret Shift.
It actually wasn't an anagram. That is the name of the game.
It was the sequel to that game they found in the desert.
E.T. Regret Shift. He just stands there and regrets for an 8-hour shift. 20 seconds, Genghis.
I don't know what it is.
You giving up? That's it?
Yeah, I mean, what is it? What
Dan,
is it,
Dan? Dan, you got the steal.
Street Fighter.
Correct.
Oh, well done. Snap. Yeah, nice job. Yeah.
Okay. In the midway point here, that puts Dan at 7, Dave at 8, Genghis at 6.
Oh, I was doing so well.
All right.
Do you regret shift, man?
Yeah, I know. Give me some more trivia. I know trivia.
For the rest of this, you are only going to get 1 minute to answer.
Nice. Fuck.
Okay.
Well, I mean, are they all
no,
anagrams?
That's not-
Yes, they're all anagrams. Dan.
I disagree. What?
Emperor Timid.
How many words?
Two.
Emperor Timid.
I guess when you have no clothes, you would be rather timid.
It's a valid point. It's a valid concern. Not having any clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, Genghis, I was humming Ryu's theme the entire time.
Oh. That's my own fault. I was too focused. Emperor Timid. I don't know why I'm even trying to guess this. I mean, I guess I could steal it to get the point.
Two words?
Two words.
Can I have the console it's on? Please? I don't think
game,
that'll help.
GameCube. 10 seconds.
Oh, shit! Yeah, that did it. Okay.
Did it?
Got it. Yeah, the GameCube really helped.
Time's up. Who's taking the steal?
I'll take it.
Wait, no, it's Animal Crossing.
Metroid it, Prime.
Correct.
Fuck, yes, it
Metroid
is.
Prime. Dave.
Someone should limit the amount of points Dave could steal.
Dave is slaughtering this round. Okay. Let me reset my timer here. And, oh, I love this one. This one makes me so happy. Yeah. Because what could be better than epidural morrows? That's right. Epidural morrows.
How many words is the game?
Three.
Can I have that sweet system hint?
I will give you another hint at the 30-second mark.
Sure.
You've got 44 seconds now.
You know what's in there, almost, is Morrowind. Almost.
Almost, yeah. Well, this is the 30-second mark. The Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Super Mario World? No,
correct.
That's not it. Oh, I guess it is. Holy shit.
I think that system hint's giving away a little too much.
A little too much.
Wow. Dave hit 10. All right, Genghis.
Yes.
Some dark thing.
Oh, how horrible.
Now, here
what
we
is,
go.
What
some
is
dark thing.
Oh, it is actually some dark thing.
Yep, some dark thing.
How many words is it?
Two.
Okay. Nope.
I've made up the rule now that everybody gets one system hint, so...
Yeah, I'm not...
Dan and Dave have used theirs. You have one left.
Let's see here. God, the pressure is palpable.
30 seconds.
No.
Two words?
It is two words.
No. But I'll keep going until time runs out.
15 seconds.
Hark. Hark, Medothing.
And that's time. Anyone want to steal?
I don't got it.
Dark something.
Kingdom Hearts.
Holy shit. Yeah.
There it is. There it is now. Right there.
So much easier along. When you tell us the answers.
I know. Then again, if you would have been like, PlayStation 2.
I don't know if I would have gotten it off of PlayStation 2, I'll be honest.
No.
Okay, Dan, back to you. Audi Ricks.
Oh. Audi Ricks. How many words?
Don't say.
Two.
Don't say.
Audi Ricks.
It's Audi Rick. It's me, Morty. I've turned myself into an Audi.
An affordable.
I've turned myself into an affordable car. Morty.
Why would you do this? Why would anyone do this?
I'm spontaneous, Morty. Oh, God. You know us old people. We like to drive.
20 seconds.
So it's Saudi Rick?
Saudi Rick, yes.
That very... It's a weird mascot game. Not
classic
a lot of
Atari game, Saudi Rick.
Oh, shit, I know it.
10
Got
seconds.
It.
Do you really? God
yeah.
damn it.
Four, actually, the Saudi three, Rick is what did it for me.
Two,
is it?
Yeah.
One.
Shit.
That's
the
it.
The fucking U is throwing me off. I have no idea.
I'll take
the
steal.
The steal.
Is it Kid Icarus?
It is Kid Icarus.
God damn it.
I thought for sure you were going to get that one.
I was looking at it with Kid, and I was like, Kid... Nicky, no, that's not it. Fuck.
Little Nicky.
And then I honestly couldn't get Kid Cudi out of my fucking head.
Kid Cudi, the revenge.
That's literally where I got stuck, just sitting here looking at this paper going, how can I make these letters spell Kid Cudi? I fucking can't. God damn it.
He should All have right. his own video game.
Dave.
Kid Cudi Foo.
Legislated Omar.
Hey.
Is that The Wire?
Yeah.
I've never seen The Wire.
Really?
Yeah. Is it good?
How many words is the game?
Incredible.
Three. Wow. I've used wires to plug in things.
Oh, yeah? Like
yeah.
what?
Well, my headphones that I'm using right now, plugged in
oh, really?
With a wire.
Mine are
yeah.
wireless.
My microphone, it's got a wire.
Is it yeah. Metal Gear Solid?
It is Metal Gear
yep.
Solid. Hot diggity damn.
Man,
Dave is sleeping.
Dave doesn't play anymore.
Anagram King, Dave.
Thanks, man.
All right, Genghis.
Yeah.
Let's move on to you.
What is it?
What is it? It's Orb Rad Time.
I love Orb Rad Time. And the sequel, Orb Rad Time 2, Darkest Dungeon.
I've always been a fan of Orbrad Time 3. Are you orb enough?
Oh, that's a good one.
Are you round enough?
It can't be. No, that's not there. B.
Remember, you only have this one and one more game, and you have one system guess left.
Okay. I don't think it's going to help. How many words is the title?
Two.
Of course it is. can't just mix them all up into one. B games.
I'll point you in that direction. It's not a B game.
Now, I know it's not a B game, but it's got a B in it. There's not a lot of words that have B in it.
Now you've only got 5 seconds left.
I know. It's not. I don't.
And that's time. Anyone want to steal?
I'm fucking looking at it, but I crossed out too many letters. Is it
Dave?
The game? It's one that's already been happened already once. What's an answer?
We have mentioned this series before. Yes.
I'm missing the fucking letter that I can't figure out what it is. Do you have anything, Dave?
I thought I had, hold on.
Yeah, I was
thinking Metroid
is in something.
There, but it's like Metroid.
Metroid Brad.
Metroid Brad.
Metroid,
no, no, guys.
Metroid Bra.
You're getting closer. This is Tomb Raider.
Oh,
shit.
That is Metroid Bra. That's the other name for it.
Well, okay, done. This is the final round. Dan.
Yeah.
Fonded Gazelle.
Dude, holy shit.
No. Fonded.
Oh, damn it, yeah.
Not like, fondled
Jesus,
Gazelle.
I got it. Fuck
fonded
yeah.
of Zelda?
Gazelle. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't even finish writing that one out.
Yeah, man.
Damn,
the moment the Gazelle is what came out, I was like, Z, it's got to be Zelda.
How many games have a Z in it? Fucking... Come on, Chris, you know the shit off the top of your head.
Zanac, Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, that's true.
Carts.
Games that want to be cool. So they can Z at the
every
end.
Zelda
Balls.
Game. Oh, this is fun. This is a good one. This one made me chuckle, actually. So, Dave, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Kmart MBA tool.
Oh, for when you want to go for your master's.
For you want to get your master's from
is
Kmart.
Is that TurboTax?
How many words is the actual game?
It is two. When I was looking up, I used a website to make these anagrams, and when I was looking this one up, there was a surprising number that had Kmart in it. So I just found the one that made me laugh the most related to Kmart. Good old Kmart MBA tool.
Yeah. For when you need to go.
Master Kmart. Of Business Administration.
Yeah, at Kmart. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people who work at Kmart who have MBA.
I don't think anyone works at Kmart anymore, right? Didn't Kmart go away?
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple around here.
Huh.
Yeah?
It's two words?
It's two words.
Fuck these K's, man.
You have 15 seconds left.
It's
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Did you just turn to Porky Pig?
Oh, I know what it is! I know what it is!
Holy crap. Will Genghis have a chance to steal?
Steal it,
Time
Genghis.
Is up. Steal it, Genghis.
Mortal Kombat!
You are correct!
Oh, yes! Nice.
Good nice. Job.
I'm so happy. My weakness in anagrams is clearly K's. I just can't think around them.
Okay, Genghis, last one of the round.
Yeah.
Chin Grog Retro.
I love Chin Grog Retro.
Chin Grog's the best grog.
Chin Retro. How many words is the actual game?
Two.
And system hint?
Super NES.
Super NES. Jeez.
Grog will always make me think of Monkey Island. This isn't Monkey Island.
No, it's not.
There's no M's. Or the rest of the letters.
Did I get it? I totally got it. Oh, I got it.
Damn you.
I'm going to steal it. I'm gonna steal it so hard.
20 seconds.
Damn. Yeah, it's just not coming to me.
It's about time.
It's about time.
Oh my god. You fucking kidding me?
Time is up.
Yeah. No, Dave? It's not, because that's Chrono Trigger.
You are right.
Yes, it is.
Well done. Well done.
Wow.
You know
there's
what?
Another
I'll
one.
Make it up. I'll make it up in the other rounds.
Yep. All right, so the scores as we stand, we've got 8 for Dan, 13 for Dave, and 7 for Genghis.
That is nigh insurmountable.
That's fine. I'll need this to coast for whatever else we do.
Stranger things have indeed happened.
Yeah, Dean's won.
That's yeah, true. It's true. Dean actually won a game of this at one point in his life, and that was amazing. I didn't write 3 random questions for in between these rounds, so we're just going to move right on to the
I'll
next
just
round.
Make them up. You have enough knowledge.
You want to, make some shit up on the fly here?
Yes.
All right, let's see. How many fingers am I holding up? No.
7.
How many Dan, how many controller ports are on the Atari 5200?
Four.
Correct.
Yeah!
Now I'm double-checking to make sure I'm right.
No, you already said correct. Yeah. Moving on.
There's 4. Dave. Yeah, there's 4.
Good question.
All right, there's a point for Dan.
No takesy-backsies.
That's right.
Let's see. Dave...
Yeah.
What is the subtitle to the first Bubsy game? The one that Dean finally beat.
I have absolutely no idea. I'm literally just searching for something witty to say, so just skip me because it's not even coming to me.
It's Claws Encounters of the third kind.
Claws Encounters.
They really should have saved that one for the third game. Because they could have done bird and third.
Yeah. It would
have been as funny as anything else in that series.
that playthrough was rough.
Which is a lot of... not at all.
Yeah, it was brutal. Genghis.
Yes.
How many games were included in the NES Classic Edition?
Hmm. 32.
Wow, close. 30.
Oh, so close.
So close. All right. Music Master Evan, are you ready?
These are always brutal.
Yes, I am.
So like I said, I wanted to tailor at least some of this to you guys' specialty. So this one is called Monopoly Versions. I'm going to play music from different video game adaptations of Monopoly, and you need to tell me what system they're from.
Can I ask a question if it doesn't give anything away?
Sure.
When you say system, does that include recent mobile platforms like Android and iOS?
No.
Okay.
No, that is not the answer to any of these questions.
Okay, great.
I mean, it could be. They could have used the same music in one of those versions. I don't know. I've never played them, but I'm going to say no, because I don't think so.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so first up is Dan. Here is your song.
NES.
Incorrect. That is the Sega Master System. All right. So a quick note to Evan. Some of these tracks are like stupid long, so just play the first 10 seconds of each one.
You got it.
Was it not the same on both systems?
It was.
I would have to imagine it was.
It was actually not.
All right.
It was different. It was a different song, but even more specifically, you know, Master System sounds pretty different from NES.
Yeah, right.
Dave.
Yep.
Here is your song.
Uh,
I'm going to go with Super Nintendo.
You are correct.
Nice.
Well done.
Dave is an unstoppable force this evening.
Truly.
All right, Genghis, you're up.
Yes, okay. Game Boy?
Correct.
That is so fucking lame. It had the Game Boy, but ding!
Yeah.
It might have. Didn't,
I intended to cut these down, and I'm realizing now that I just totally forgot to do that, so.
Oh, well. Half a point.
You only have 13 goddamn points.
All right, Dan, your turn.
N64?
Ooh, incorrect. This is the Sega Genesis version.
Yep.
See, this is how often I've played fucking Monopoly games.
I thought the giveaway would be the fact that it's the same song as the Super Nintendo one.
Well,
do you know how goes I'm to actually, show you how much you're listening.
Do you know how I'm actually getting these? I've never played a single one of these games. I'm hearing instruments from other games on the system. Like the one that I got, I definitely heard an instrument that they used for Lion King. For that one, I heard one that they used for that old Aladdin game for Sega Genesis. Mm.
That's how I would get them. Go for it, Dave.
Ooh.
Hmm. I almost feel like it sounds too good to be Nintendo, the original NES. But that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with NES.
You are correct. NES soundtracks can be deceptively good sounding.
Yeah, that really was. I was torn between that and some version of the Game Boy that wasn't Game Boy.
That would be mean.
Well, Genghis, it is now your turn.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's play some nice jazzy music there for a second. I don't know how
nice smooth jazz.
I want to say, this is a bit of a stretch, PC?
I wonder if I should accept that. Because I don't know, I can't prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is not PC.
All right, but that's not the one you picked, though, so...
It's not specifically the one I picked.
That's fine, then.
Though the PC... A PC version may sound very similar to that, so I'm going to give you one more guess.
Okay. I'll say PlayStation.
You are correct!
Nice!
That is the PlayStation 1 version of Monopoly.
Excellent.
Yay. Why have they made this many Monopoly games?
And this isn't even all of them. Like, this isn't even close to all
this
of them.
This is ridiculous.
It's a lot of Monopoly games.
You'd be all surprised.
Right. Dan, you are up. Oh, here is your song.
That was damn loud.
It feels so fucking funky. Oh, shit. I have no idea. Dreamcast?
No, sir. That was Game Boy Advance.
Was it really?
Yeah.
The bass sounded way too good for that.
That's the tinny nature of it gives away GBA stuff. At least for me, anyway. All right, Dave. Mm-hmm. This is your last one.
I'll go with N64.
You are correct.
Holy
damn.
Shit!
Damn!
Well done.
Hot damn, good work.
Thank you, sir. Holy shit.
Woo. All right, Genghis.
I didn't know that.
There's a Banjo-Kazooie sound and noise in there.
Damn.
Like I said, I'm literally just taking one sound and
It is very distinctly, like, that bass is so distinctly N64. It's ridiculous. Genghis, this last one is so ridiculous when you try to tie it in with Monopoly, but I swear to you, this is from a Monopoly game. Here you go.
Okay.
Evan, let this play for a little bit.
I love the Persona Monopoly game.
Yeah, right? Sega Master System.
We already did that one.
Oh. I'm sorry. GameCube?
No, sir. This is the Wii, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360 version.
Everything else!
Pretty much everything else.
Literally every other system.
You had a lot of shots at that one, man.
Yeah, I did. Wow.
How awesome is that song?
That was pretty nuts.
I love that one. That is great.
Damn it. Literally everything else.
So at the end of this round, it's Dave with a lot and me and Genghis with not so much.
Well, it is indeed Dave far out in front with 16 points. But Dan and Genghis are both tied at 9. So it is a race for second place right now.
Oh, man.
So let's do some random trivia questions.
Dave said he'd be horrible at this.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know there was going to be anagrams, right? Massive anagrams.
How's everyone doing?
Loving it. It's great.
Take another sip of my water.
I'm fucking pissed. This is some bullshit. Fucking Mario game or fucking Monopoly games and anagrams.
Anime anagrams.
Anime anagrams. I can't even say the fucking word. I'm so mad.
Okay. Dan, here is your final random question of the evening.
Okay.
What logo did Capcom accidentally leave on the cover of Okami for Wii? When Capcom released
PlayStation 2?
No, sir.
No, DVD?
No, it was the IGN logo.
Oh, was it? That's awesome.
Whoever was working at Capcom at the time was so lazy they couldn't be bothered to get the official artwork from Capcom and instead swiped an image from IGN and left the IGN watermark on the cover of the game.
Wow, that was somebody's job right there.
Yeah. They issued a reprinted cover art for everyone, including two alternate covers, which I have, and they're really cool.
Oh, wow.
That's supposed to be coming out for PS4 later this year.
Yeah, I heard there's an HD some version rumbling coming out. I would pay money for a Switch version.
Yeah,
I would love to play that on Switch.
You especially would think since, they would put them in Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, if that was the case. But
you'd think.
Maybe. Got to get that DLC money, though.
That's right. True. Madarasu was in MVC 3, so. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Dave.
Mm-hmm.
True or false, Super Play Action Football for the Super NES was an officially licensed NFL product?
True.
Correct.
Hey! Dice.
Do-do-do, another point for Dave.
And the game is now read.
I mean, all right, Genghis.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this question?
Maybe.
What is a man?
A miserable pile of secrets.
Close enough. It is technically a miserable little pile of secrets, but enough.
Apologies.
But enough talk. Have at you. So glad you got that.
Thank you. It's funny because I was actually watching a video last week because I don't know where it came up. I think because of the AGDQ. Symphony of the Night run through, which was like so impressive. The Japanese version of that scene is so much better because the voice acting is amazing, as opposed to the American version. It's like, what is it? I'm gonna stop you, Dracula. It's like,
excuse me, it's die, monster. You don't belong in this world.
It was not by my hand that I am once again given flesh. I was called here by humans who wish to pay me tribute. Tribute? You steal men's souls and make them your slaves. Love that game.
I could tell.
He'll do this for hours.
I bet.
Just that scene over and over again. Like, all right, Chris, we get it. He
throws a glass to the ground.
I have just so much broken glass in my house, it's ridiculous.
Where does he keep getting all these glasses? Why does Karen keep buying glass? Son of a bitch. Get that fucker a plastic cup.
All right, so this is our final round, which is always my favorite one to play. This is Back of the Box. And for the listeners at home, if this is your first trivia episode, what I had everybody do, all of our contestants do, is come up with three back-of-the-box descriptions for video games, except only one of them is real. So they're going to read me three descriptions, and I have to guess which one is the real one. And if they stump me, they get a point. If they don't, they don't get a point. Or if you're Dave, you just don't give a shit because you've already won this game.
Make this worth the game.
And erase all my hard work?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Give me what you got.
Game number one. Dungeons and Dragons. Mask of the Wyvern. This game tells the story of a party of adventurers who have been transported to an unknown world and must survive against its hostile inhabitants while learning about their new home and seeking ally. It is based on the Dungeons and Dragons (D&D) game rule, and uses creatures and themes from the D&D Hollow World campaign setting, such as Black Lore Elves, the Azkans, Beastmen, Malfeggy Lizardmen, and Dinosaurs.
Alright.
Game number two. Dungeons and Dragons. Dagger Dance. This game takes place in the Forgotten Realms year of 1420 DR in Dagger Dance, which rests atop the underground ruins of the dwarven kingdom of Thethiamar. The Zenthatrim have built the Tower of Void in these ruins. To take over the Dale, players will have to enter the mines, find the Tower of the Void, kill Resless, and stop the Zenthatrim operation. The tower extends high above Daggerdale, even though its entrance is underground.
Ooh.
Dungeons and Dragons. Shadow. Lord Kurgan, the ruler of Redleb Keep, commissions the party of adventurers to investigate strange rumors of vampires, lycanthropes, and undead roaming the land. Shortly thereafter, the party uncovers assassination plots against Karamekan leaders, a conspiracy between various factions to turn innocent people into undead, and foretellings of the return of an ancient vampire.
Damn.
One of those is fucking real.
That's the thing.
They're actually all fucking
real. Genghis and I have both covered our cameras.
I have turned mine off.
Jeez. Like,
I am now a pie chart.
As somebody who doesn't know crap about D&D games, they all sound pretty believable to me.
Mm-hmm.
But just because I love the letter D, I'm going with Daggerdale.
God damn it, that's the real one.
You are correct.
Really? All right. Yeah.
Just not my night.
It's just not your night, man. It's okay. All right, Dave, what have you got for me? Daggerdale, right. Really?
So I don't have. Right. I left out titles. These are just the descriptions.
All right.
Just the descriptions. All right. Game one. In this story, players will assume the role of an ancient fox spirit who awakens after several hundreds of years of deep sleep to find that possession of her lovingly made dungeon has been taken from her. As if that wasn't enough cause for alarm, she has also been robbed of her power, leaving her weak and vulnerable. She soon discovers it was a heroic knight who woke her from her slumber, and after a brief fight and negotiation, the knight decides to join her on an adventure to reclaim the dungeon.
Hmm.
Game two. The land of Altheria needs your help. The evil necromancer Valtheron has begun the curse of Telmanis. And
are you making this up right now?
A prophesized horror that will consume the land. You play as the hero, fighting through waves of monsters in this classic turn-based RPG. Scour deep dungeons for ancient treasures, soar into clouds on the backs of dragons, and dive deep into the sea to unlock the secrets of an ancient city.
Hmm.
Game 3. Tommy Taco is back in this all-new burrito-filled adventure. The evil Quesadilla Quintus has returned to wreak havoc on Hard Shell City. Quesadilla's cheesomancy has run rampant. It's up to Tommy It's up to Tommy Taco to scale the highest heights, save Princess Olivia Olives, and wield the might of the Black Bean Burrito Bomb. This side-splitting, side-scrolling platformer mimics all your favorite 16-bit classics. Empanada Esmeralda expansion not included.
God damn it, I want that one to be real. That was so unexpected. It's all this metal fucking dark shit. Tommy Taco! Hey!
That game can only be real if Tommy Tallarico did the soundtrack to it.
Tommy Tallarico does the fucking soundtrack and Pauly Shore is the voice of fucking Tommy Taco.
Tacos!
If fucking Tia Carrera is Esmeralda Empanada. That was...
You know what? You know what? I'm voting for it. That gets my vote. The Tommy Taco game is real.
That is incorrect.
Son of a whore!
The correct was the first one. The first one was Sakura Dungeon on
that wasn't
Steam.
Even that wasn't even my second guess. I was originally going with the second one, and then I thought, no, he's throwing me off the scent with this taco game. You, sir, are an American hero for making that up. That was glorious.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Throw another point on the pile for Dave.
I messed up. You see, I...
Did you make three real ones, Genghis?
No.
That's going to make the
I
game real easy.
I made one fake one and two real ones. But ooh. I think it's pretty convincing. So you have to pick out the fake instead of the real one. I apologize.
All right. All right. I'll spot the fake. All right.
All right. So it's a little bit easier for you. But here we go. The first one. Ticket to Ride for the PS1. All aboard, travel from New York City to San Francisco and everything in between on the exciting train adventure Ticket to Ride. With colorful 3D graphics you've never seen before, experience the classic board game come to life. Hours of fun and tons of replayability with support for up to 4 players. Who will win? Claim your ticket to ride and find out. The second, Clue for the SNES. All the deductive fun of the classic mystery game comes to life with hundreds of animated vignettes, crisp graphics, bright colors, and refined sound effects and music of advanced 16-bit technology. Playing alone or with up to 5 human or computer opponents, you'll solve a new Clue mystery every time you play as you choose one of 5 ranks and work up from amateur to detective. And last is Jenga for the Wii, a new world of Jenga fun. Exotic locations, crazy block types, lifelike movement, 4-player party fun.
Wow, Genghis, you really pitched the podcast hard on that one.
Wow. Well, I have Clue for Super Nintendo, so I know that's real.
Mm-hmm.
And I am 99% sure I can picture Jenga for the Wii, though I don't own that one. But I thought that there was also a game called Ticket to Ride. Hmm. But you said it was for PlayStation 1?
I did.
Ah, well, that's the fake. I believe Ticket to Ride is on, like, PlayStation Network.
You're correct. That is woo-hoo! The fake. This was extremely difficult. I was like, I will pick a classic board game that someone has made into a video game. How many could there possibly be? All of them.
All of them.
Oh, and not only like, okay, all right. So they made it on the Super Nintendo. They couldn't have made it on the PlayStation. Oh, they did.
Oh, they
I
did.
Was like, like, they could have made it on another console. Oh, they did. Game Boy? Yep, there's one there too.
Of course there was Clue on Game Boy. Why wouldn't there be?
This was really hard. But, hey, I tried.
Good work, Genghis.
Thanks.
For future reference, ask Dan's wife to do them for you. She's amazing at
yeah,
this.
I
wrote
heard.
Mine tonight.
She wrote yours?
Of course she did.
Chris, I do as little show prep as possible.
All right, guys, it's time for the final tallies.
Oh, good.
Oh, really?
In first place, our champion for the night, Dave. Woo! 18 points.
Congratulations.
In second place comes Genghis with 10, and third place, Dan with 9.
No! Not last!
It's all right. If we go back and we look at the total score, I'm still out by like...
You're still in the lead. You're still in the lead overall.
Overall. That's all that matters.
For the metagame.
For the metagame.
So God, I did have a tiebreaker question. Let's just poke this one just for funsies.
Okay.
So the tiebreaker question was going to be, guess the number of Sonic the Hedgehog games according to Wikipedia, not including compilations.
Holy shit. Do we just guess a number?
Yeah, just guess a number. Dan goes first.
127.
Dave?
Are we doing by closest?
Yeah, whoever's closest wins. You said 127?
I'm going to say 13.
All right.
I'm going to say 14.
You son of a bitch.
$1. $1. Isn't that how this game is played?
Technically, Dan's the closest.
What?
Yes.
There are 87 Sonic the Hedgehog games.
Holy shit.
That is like 87 too many Sonic games.
Sonic.
I could be off by a couple, but yeah.
That wasn't including compilations?
That's not including like Sonic Jam and Sonic's Ultimate Genesis collection.
Oh my god.
87. Weird shit, too.
Wow.
Boy.
But Sonic Mania is awesome.
I haven't played it yet, but I've heard good things.
Yeah,
well, here's some more good things. It's good.
It's really good.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much to our esteemed guests for joining us for another trivia time. That is our show. Join us next week for the August edition of the 10-20-30, featuring games like Metroid Prime 3, GoldenEye, and the original Legend of Zelda. Once again, you can get in touch with us at mail@geekade.com, as well as all flavors of social media that we inhabit. You can like us on Facebook, find us on Instagram at Geekade, subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch channels for all our latest video content, and follow us on Twitter at @_Geekade. You can also find us individually on Twitter. I'm at Geekade Chris, that's Geekade K-R-I-S. Dan is at...
at Geekade Dan.
And Dave and Genghis, are you guys on the Twitterverse?
I am. I'm at the Omni Geek.
Mm-hmm. And Dave, are you on Twitter?
If you want me, just comment on the website, geekade.com.
There you go. If you're interested in more information about anything we discussed tonight, you're shit out of luck because I'm not doing show notes for all the games we talked about. But you can feel free to check out the show notes and check out our theme song and whatnot. And while you're at it, you can also subscribe to this and any of our other wonderful podcasts on iTunes or Stitcher, where if you're super nice, you can leave us a review because any and all feedback is welcome and appreciated. We'd also like to thank our intrepid editor, Evan, for making the show listenable for all you folks. And we'd also like to thank Mark TDK Knight for our show's theme. You can check him out on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, or his website, which we have a link to in the show notes. Again, always remember to keep your eyes on Geekade.com for even more fresh original content. Dave and Genghis, do you have any final words to part with? Thank you so much for coming on the show. We should have you guys on a non-trivia episode one of these days to just talk games with us. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. Thanks for having us. Feeling.
I had a second place good time, but but you know, maybe I had a better time than Dan, but not as much as Dave. But
only a little better.
I had a good time up until the anagram round, and the shit got stupid.
Yeah, parting words. How about Endgame Mangles, a little bit of Deli Reinvest, and E.T. Regret Shift. Also,
E.T. Regret Shift.
If you enjoyed hearing Genghis and I, please also check out You Shall Not Pass Go, part of the Geekade podcast.
Yes, indeed. Check out that show. It is lots of fun. I don't know what they're talking about most of the time, but it's still fun to listen to. I mean, Genghis's laugh alone.
Hey!
It's worth the price of admission. It's a compliment, good sir.
If I were to... one parting thing for me,
The Geekade Twitch channel has just recently become an affiliate, so if you have Amazon Prime, please use your Twitch Prime subscription to subscribe to our channel. You will get, as a bonus for subscribing to the Twitch, our Twitch channel, you'll get a Laughing Genghis emote. Don't you want a Laughing Genghis emote?
Is that true? Is any of what you said real?
Yes!
Wow.
Chris, editor-in-chief, why don't you know
learning
that?
Learning things about the website live on the podcast. I had no idea that was even a thing.
We're also now affiliated with Audible. You can check out your free book on audible.com.
Oh! We should get all our Words and Words of Power stuff up on the audible.com.
Get all the Words of Power book on audible.com.
Get the crap.
And if you're in the
us.
Mood for a hot meal after your free ebook, check out blueapron.com. Hot, fresh meals delivered right to your door.
Also, do you like Tex-Mex? Head over to Chili's and mention Geekade, and they'll give you absolutely nothing.
Also, do you want to see another side of Genghis you've never seen before? Go to XXXmovies.com.
Hey, we don't talk about that.
We're just promoting your art, Genghis. We're promoting your art.
Do you like lemons? Do you like to party? Head on over to lemonparty.com. Oh,
no.
Well, before this goes on all night, that's it, everybody. Thank you again for listening. And on behalf of Dean, who's not even here.
Dean, do the thing.
Dean, do the thing. Oh, more inside baseball. Keep playing games.